We are 24 lines down or up from the bottom of Chav Tes Omid Beis. We're at the Mishnah. The Mishnah discussed or began the discussion, the first part of the Mishnah, about Yayin and Chometz, wine and vinegar, which belongs to idolaters, and that they're usur. Not only that they're usur, they're usur Isser Hana. You can't even derive benefit from it. So now the Gemara is going to analyze that topic, or focus on that topic. Yayin Minolan, how do we know that wine of an idolater is Usser, and it's Usser Behana? Amar Abba Baravu, Amar Kra, Asher Chelev Zvachemo Yochelu, Yishtu Yayin Nisicham, Ma Zevach Usser Behana, Av Yayin Nami Usser Behana. We make a connection between sacrifices, a Zevach, and wine, just like their Korbanos are asur to get hana from, so too their wine is asur to get hana from. And then the Gemara asks, well, zevach gufeim minalan, and what's the source then that a sacrifice itself is asur behana? Dechsiv, vayitzbendu lebal peor, vayochlu zivche mesim. They ate zivche mesim, and therefore we connect the idea of a corpse to a sacrifice, ma mes asur behana, just like a corpse is asur to get benefit from. Af zevach nami aser be'ana, so to a sacrifice, an idolater sacrifices aser to derive benefit from. And then the Gemara asks, so meis gufeim min alan, and how do we know that a corpse is aser be'ana? Asya sham me'egla rufa. We learn another connection of egla from egla rufa. Ksiv hachav atamas sham Miriam. Ksiv hasam ve'arfu sham es ha'egla banachal. It says that Miriam died. So you have the death of a person, and then also mentions with regards to the calf, the arfu sham esa egla. There they break the calf's neck, and by the river malahal and aser behana. Just like over there by the Miriam, it's aser behana. You can't derive benefit from the corpse. Afkan nami aser behana. So too, with regards to. Oh, just like about egla rufa, you can't derive benefit. So too, you can't derive benefit from a corpse. And then the Gemara asks, well, v'hasam min alan, and how do you know that you can't get benefit from the egla rufa? Amri de Rabbi Yanai, kapara ksiv b'kikachim. It's connected to a kapara. It's an atonement, just like, as Rashi says, kapir la'amcha Yisrael. That's what it says with regards to the egla rufa. And therefore, just like an egla rufa is a kapara, so too a zevach, a sacrifice, is a kapara. Just like a zevach is asur behana, so too the egla rufa is asur as well. So we've found the source for yayin nesach to be asur and asur behana. The Gemara continues. Next topic: v'achomet shel ovdei kochavim shayu mitchilos yayin. The Mishnah mentioned that not only is wine or vinegar asur, but it's vinegar that belonged to an idolater, which originally was wine. That's still usur. Gemara says, Pshita, that's obvious that the vinegar that was once wine would be prohibited. Mishum da'achem, it's pakale yisura, because now it changed its form to vinegar from wine. It's now going to become permissible to derive benefit from. Amaravashi, Sejavashi, no. That's not what it's coming to teach us, but rather, ha'asal hashmi'inan, chomet shalanu biyar ovikochavim ein serach chosam so chosam. Obviously, chometz and yayin are both going to be usur if it originated from an idolater. However, if the chometz, the vinegar, belonged to a Jew and it was sold to an idolater, you don't need a double seal in order to ensure its kosher status. It doesn't become yayin nesach or chometz nesach. So you only need one seal, you don't need a double seal. What do you mean? Gemara explains, because if you're concerned about libations, well, obviously you're not going to do any libations with vinegar. And if you're concerned that they may switch out the vinegar for something else, and when you ask them to pour you some vinegar for cooking, they're going to give you something different. You'll know it's yours because there's one seal on it. As long as there's a basic seal, they're not going to try to undo the seal, pour out the vinegar, and pour in a new non-kosher vinegar. Amar Rabbi Lo, and on a related note, which is more practical for us, Shaninu Yain Mevushal Shel Ovdei Kochavim Shaya Mitchilas O Yain Aser. We taught, not in our Mishnah, but they taught that Yain Mevushal, that yayin which belonged to an idolater, which then he cooked and boiled it, so it became yayin bevashel, you're not allowed to drink it. Well, the Gemara says, Pshita, isn't that obvious? Mishum da'afshel pakalezer, just because they boiled it doesn't make it now permissible to consume. It was once yayin, nesach. Or it was, so therefore the Gemara says, Amar of Ashi ha'asa lashmin, and what we're coming to teach us is the following, which is important halacha lemaisa for us. Yayin mevoshel shalanu biyad ovde kochavim ein sarech chosam beso chosam. If it's yayin mevoshel, which belonged to us, or it's a kosher, whatever it is, and a non-Jew is now you holding on to it, you don't need a chosam beso chosam. You don't need a double sign, a double seal. You only need one seal. Why? Because imishum in suchi lo menasche, you're not going to do libations on yayin mevushal. Vimishum echlufei, and if it regards to drinking it, kiven dika chosam l'tarach mosayef, there's no concern that you're going to be drinking a different wine because they're not going to waste so much time pouring out this bottle to put in a new bottle. And there you have this concept of yayin mevushal. As long as it's yayin mevushal, then it can be handled by someone who's not Jewish. And that's the practical halacha that we deal with on a regular basis. And Mir Hashem, on Daf Lamed, we will continue with some of the ideas about Yayin Nesach and Yayin Mevushal.